I want to give you just a few thoughts tonight. Let me invite you over to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 reads this way. It says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight. And Lord, we thank you. Again, Lord, where two or three are gathered in your name, especially, Lord, in your church tonight, that you are there in the midst. And so, Lord, we pray for your blessing, for the power of the Holy Spirit to open up our hearts and minds that we might hear from you. Lord, again, that you would be exalted and our lives, Lord, used for your honor and glory, that they would bring glory, Lord, to you, and that we would be the light you've called us to be. So bless the service tonight. And the prayer time to follow, and we'll praise and thank you, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The title of the message tonight is, "But Now Are Ye Light in the Lord." But now are ye light in the Lord. And we're going to look at a couple of thoughts here tonight. There are three revelations and three reminders. I don't know if we're going to get to all of them. I don't plan on this being a very long message. My wife says, "Don't ever say that. Every time you say that, it just never works." But really, I do want to make it a time of prayer. So anyway, we want to go ahead and get started. And God wants to reveal to you and I, here's the truth, ready? The world is going to follow its course. The children of those who belong to the devil, and we were once there until we trusted the Lord, and salvation is open to anybody, so by no means am I segregating anybody, because the Bible says, Jesus, God says, that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and have faith in him and have their sins forgiven. But the world is going to follow its course. We get taken by surprise. God never gets taken by surprise. And where we will find our stability and where we will find our peace and our comfort and our joy. Can you possibly have joy in 2021? Absolutely. Just as you had joy and could have had joy throughout all of 2020. And why is that? Because our God never changes. And our God holds us in his hands, and God wants us to walk in that assurance. So I want to look at a couple of things. And first of all, I want you to see the revelation of our position as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, of our position in Christ. Now, let me remind you a little bit about faith. Sometimes people think faith doesn't have a handle on it. You know what I'm saying? They're looking for the handle. Where is this faith? How do I have... The lost world can say that. That's all right. But the child of God should never say that. Let me explain. Let me show you or remind you where the handle on faith is. It's in the Word of God. Amen. And what I mean by that is sometimes the world... Most times, the world is not saying what God is saying. And even when they do say it, it's not sincere. Listen, sometimes we may not feel like we want to look to the Word of God, but the truth is always the same. Sometimes we don't even feel like seeking the Lord. Is that true? Or maybe, or when the Lord says, when the Lord says, "Listen, we can get in the mully grubs," is what I'm trying to say. And the Lord says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." And sometimes we don't feel that way, but here's the truth: we are in His hands, and so by faith, I'm going to walk in that truth, not how I feel. There's faith for you. All right. So there's the handle on faith. Don't walk according to our emotions, and just to let you know, there's nothing wrong with our emotions. God made us that way, but we are not to look to our emotions or lean on our emotions, but we are to look to the Lord and to lean on Him. So the reason why I say that is, I want to remind you what faith is. Faith is believing the Word of God. Amen. And acting upon the truth of the Word of God and not how I feel. All right, I say that because tonight you have to have that faith. And every time you open up the Word of God, if you're going to receive something from the Lord. Because those that seek God must have faith, because it takes faith to show that we trust the Lord and that we believe Him, and that's what pleases Him.
So tonight, in case you maybe coming in here, you forgot about that, I want you to be reminded that you don't want to walk according to what you may have seen on the news today or what you may have heard about the news today. We're looking to the Word of God that's eternal, that never changes. And this is the truth. Believe it or not, the world lies in the devil's hands, and that's in deception. All right, so here it is. Ready? Listen to this, and I want you to understand a revelation of our position in Christ. Look at what verse 8 says. For ye were sometimes darkness. Is that true? That was in the past, was it not, before we trusted the Lord? So we were sometimes in darkness. But now, is that today? Has that been the case since you got saved? Okay. But now, what are we? But now are ye light. Now, if we stop right there, we're in trouble. Because it says, but now are ye light in the Lord. Do you see that? We have to have that connection that we might understand the light that God has given to us. And he says, you're that way now. Now, here's what we say. Ready? Here's how we feel. Well, I don't feel that way. That's true. Does that negate the truth of God's word? Does that nullify it? No. So it's still there. So listen, today and every day in your life, you make a choice as to how you're going to live that day. And God says, I've given you precious promises over here. The world says, well, I've given you feelings over here. Which one are you going to lean on? The promises of God, because that's faith, right? So you don't want to look to yourself, and that's the battle. That's the battle. Satan would have us look to ourselves. Satan would have us look to the world. Satan would have us to look to the lie. Satan would do everything he can to keep us from the Word of God. Don't answer this question out loud. How good of a job has Satan been doing so far this week? Don't answer that one out loud. I hope he's been failing, because he should be failing. Listen, we have so many distractions in the day and age in which we live, do we not? And by the way, listen, not necessarily bad distractions. We can be busy here and there, and that's how we lose our connection with the Lord. He always holds us in his hands, but we're not following him in that regard. So he says, now, he says, ye are light in the Lord. Then he says this, walk as children of light. This is a revelation. He says, you are light, walk like it. But it's in the Lord. That's the key right there. So Lord, you said you would be able to give me your mind. And your mind thinks on the right things. And your mind thinks on the assurance that you give, that I am in your hands, and that you are going to work out your will in my life. So listen, that is the way we ought to live, is what God is saying. Now, Paul, by the inspiration or the breath of Almighty God, is giving us this to the church first at Ephesus, to believers, not to the lost world. So this is something that you and I have to be reminded of it. How long does it take for you and I to forget this truth as we walk in the world? Just like that. Unless we're focused and thinking about the Word of God. No, listen, I am light in the Lord. Listen, I used to be in darkness. God has called me out. See, here's the truth. Ready? First of all, you need to know what God has given to you by experience in your salvation. You need to experience, because God wants you to experience His joy. Is that not true? My joy I give unto you. So if you're not receiving the joy of God, you don't have anything. Well, no, listen, let me back up here. You have eternal life because you're a child of His, but you're not experiencing what God wants you to experience. You have the love of God. You have the security of God. You've got all these things that if we're not careful, you will never experience, because you're not walking by faith in the promise. You can get shipwrecked in your own house with your own thoughts. And God doesn't want us there. And we've probably all been there. We've probably all been there. And God knows that. But that's not where he wants us to be. So he's reminding us and revealing to us who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ. So watch what he says here now. So here's the revelation. Now I'm going to back up now here. So that's one revelation. I told you there were three revelations and three reminders. I'm going to go over to the reminders because that's what follows here. Look at verse 9. For the fruit of the what? It's not our fruit. And since it's capitalized, we know that's the Holy Spirit, right? All right. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. So God is reminding us about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Where? Where does God want us to know the Holy Spirit is? In you. In us. Absolutely. What good is it, really, what profit is it to have the Holy Spirit and not see the production of the fruit? You see what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. Technically, it seals us and we are redeemed, and that is an important part. But God wants us to experience that every day in our lives. You know why? Listen, when we think of being the light of the world, God wants us to share that with a lost and dying world. First of all, wait. Let me back up here. The first institution that God created was the family. Do you think God puts a value on the family? Absolutely. The second institution, besides, I'm speaking New Testament now, is the church. I know Israel. I know that. And God's not finished with Israel. And he's still working with Israel. We can see that taking place. But in your life and mine, he's got the family and then the church. And that's important. Now, why do I say that? Because the family is priority one. Not that the church takes second place. All right? But even he tells the pastor, he tells the preachers, hey, if you can't take care of your own house, how shall ye take care of the house of God? So that's why the family is first. Does that make sense? Not just for the pastor. How about for the members of the church of God? If they're not seeing the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life and the excitement and the joy that it brings, we are not going to get the next generation excited about their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. If we are not showing them, if we are not allowing God to work through us and to manifest and to produce the fruit of love, joy, kindness, gentleness, all these things that says if these are prevalent in your life, guess what? You're walking right with the Lord. But not only that, listen, and by the way, this is not a fruit that we fabricate. This is something that is produced in us. To where we step back and we say, I could never do that. Let me say that again, okay? When the joy of the Lord comes, my joy I give unto you, not the joy of the world. Isn't that what the Lord said? You and I can only produce the joy of the world. God produces his joy in us. Now listen, when that happens, guess what? Your cup is full and overflowing. And the first place God wants that to flow into is your family. And then your church family. I'm not trying to make one more important than the other, but I will just tell you this. I have experienced and I have seen people get going and giving things and doing things for the church and neglect their family and they lose their family. Listen, and that's because we've got the grace of God, but we missed out on the grace of God. And that's where people are. Listen, God does not want us to walk that way. God wants us to experience him. Let me say that again. God wants you and I to experience him. All right, one more time. God wants you and I to experience him. All right? Have you ever had something happen and you said in your own heart and mind, that's the Lord? It should be happening. May I tell you this? It should and it could happen every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something come up and you're walking in the joy of the Lord. Why? Because you've had breakfast in the Word of God. You've called upon the Lord in the morning and you said, God, I need you today. And I need you to help me to realize that, you know what? You've given me all good things, and there's no good reason that I have to not walk in your joy. I am a child of the King. So then all of a sudden something gets thrown on your plate. Wait a minute, I'm still a child of the King. Heaven is still my destiny. I'm going to see the presence of God. Do you see that? Listen. And when we walk in that joy, and it's not fabricated, we are getting along with the Lord, and He's making that real to you and I, just like He did our salvation, then the world sees something. Wait, but before them, your family. Your family. And it doesn't matter where you're at, you've got family. Because guess what? If you didn't have family, you wouldn't be here.
That's right.
Amen? You've got family somewhere. You've got friends that you can influence for the Lord. But that will never happen. We say, oh, the world needs the Lord. We say, Colombia needs the Lord. Well, where will that come from if not you and I? So see, we are neglecting what God is wanting to do in our lives to think it's going to come from somewhere else. And by the way, the best part is God doesn't want us to miss out on the joy. So here we are, and God says this, and I'm not going to have time to go through it all, but I do want to remind you here that the Lord is reminding us that we have the Holy Spirit and His fruit that He wants to bear in and through us. Look at verse 9 again. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and in righteousness and in truth. So He's reminding us what that's all about. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Listen, this fruit, as we walk as children of light, He says, for the fruit. Listen, this is a continuing list here. As you look at verse 8, He's telling us, as you walk as children of light, then he starts talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Because if you're walking as children of light, you're going to be producing, the Lord is going to be producing in our lives the fruit of the Spirit. And as we, listen, that is what in verse 10 proves what is acceptable unto the Lord, the fruit of God. If you had an apple tree and it never bore any apples, you'd be put out with it, especially if it was due that for it to put out apples. And if you had that tree for 20 years, you'd think about maybe replanting it, wouldn't you? Aren't you glad God doesn't do us that way? But God says, I want to produce fruit. Ready? So He says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And this is what we do. And we don't reprove them. Listen, the world needs to see the love of God in our lives. And just like you came to the Lord, you said, oh man, yes, I need that. Yes, it's me. And when you received it and God gave you the free pardon of sin, you were leaping and praising the Lord, were you not? Isn't that good? God wants to do that still every day in our lives where we say, that's the Lord. And the world can see that. We don't even have to advertise. They're going to see it. We don't have to shock them or surprise them. You know, they're going to, I thought there was something different about you. Amen? All right. Verse 11. He says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Boy, we shouldn't even talk about them. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. Remember, we're supposed to be that light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light, and that's God in us. And we're not busy pointing it out. You know what God wants to do? He wants to, when the Lord appeared somewhere, when the Lord came on the scene somewhere, they knew who He was. They may have not liked it. Some did. Listen, the Lord starts preaching in a house, and there's so many people packed in there that these four friends knew their buddy who was a paralytic. He needs the Lord, man. We're going to take him to the Lord. Listen, how did they know that? That's the Spirit of God. They know He spoke the truth when the Lord met the woman at the well and He confronted her. Remember, she went there to get water. She left her water pot. to go tell everybody who she found or who found her. Amen? Is God not still the same yesterday, today, and forever? We just need to start saying, God, make that real in my mind, in my heart, in my life, that I might see that. And so I really am going to wrap this up. I'm going to call you somewhere else, and we'll pick up. I'm going to challenge you to finish reading chapter 5 with that thought in mind. And then let me invite you over to the book of Philippians just for a moment. Chapter 1, next page over to however your Bible's laid out. But Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Watch this, ready? Being confident. You see that? Philippians 1, 6. Does God want us to be confident? Being confident of this very thing. Don't you love this? Listen, he which hath begun a good work in you. Who's that? Is God faithful?
Amen.
He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Get on board with him. Believe that. God, help me to believe. I can't do it, Lord, but you're overcoming. You've been risen with Christ. Same resurrection power. Here it is, ready? Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all. This is the church at Philippi. Paul was saying, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the breath of God, it's meet, it's a help for me. It's a help for me. Listen, do you not know Paul was encouraged by the believers that were getting excited about his Savior? Do you know what that does? Listen, do you know that the grace of God can electrify a congregation to where the lost walk in and they know that God is in this place? But that's not some kind of little thing that we just set off to the side when we walk out the doors. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. Now watch this. Ye are all partakers of what? Yep. We all have the same grace. You know what that means? There's no reason or excuse that the grace of God cannot manifest itself out of your life and mine. But now, not yesterday, but now, not tomorrow, but now, ye are light in the Lord, if you'll receive it. And if you'll ask God to reveal it, you will walk in that truth. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the reminder, Lord, of the revelations that you've given to us in your word, that if we'll just by faith call upon you, you'll answer and you'll reveal those things and manifest, Lord, your grace and your power in and through our lives for your glory and our blessing, and that we might truly be the light of the world. Bless the remainder of the evening as we break off for prayer. May you be glorified, Lord, and our lives drawn closer to you and to one another, and that we would be empowered to be the influence we need to be to our family and to our church family and to the world. And we'll thank you, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.